Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Clarcy Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am Elena, and I'm excited to meet up with my fellow Clarcy seekers to have another conversation. Now, in case you don't know, Clarcy is a promise and an affirmation that means clearly I see. And if you are committed to seeing yourself, others, and God clearer, then you are a clear seeker and this is the place for you. So this is how it works here. Each month on both the Clarcy blog and podcast, God will focus us in on a particular topic that he wants us to see clearer and shift our perspective on so we can better live this life of purpose that he created us for. Now remember, you can watch, read, or listen to the latest Clarcy post at clarcyblog.com. Now, one quick disclaimer. If you are watching the video, you can clearly see that I am not in my normal surroundings. So because of that, there may be a few more background noises than normal. So bear with. All right, let's get into this month's topic. So if you have looked outside lately, it is clear to see that fall is upon us. And this got me thinking about the trees. So I randomly started wondering, do the trees understand the fall process? I mean, are they surprised when their leaves start dying and changing? Or do they expect for it to happen? Do they know what's going on? Or do they just kind of figure it out in real time? Do y'all ever look at nature and wonder about things like this? Do you ever have questions like this? If you do, hello friend. It is nice to meet another person that thinks randomly and deeply about things like this. But if you don't, it's okay. I love you as you are. Seriously though, it really made me think about my own life. I rarely expect my fall season, and unlike the trees, there have been many times where I have tried to hold on to my leaves or I have mourned their loss. And my response has often made the process more traumatic. The fall seasons of my life are marked by detachment and declutter and separation. These seasons have had two extremes for me. Either things fall away from me and I don't really notice them. It's like, oh, it's gone, huh? When did that happen? Or I feel like they're being snatched away and I go through a range of emotions. What usually determines my experience is my focus and my attachment. See, if I wasn't holding tightly to it, I'm not really messed up about it being gone. But if I see it as an important part of my future, oh, I'm tempted to fight for it because I'm not ready to let it go. If we're honest with ourselves, there are just some things we don't plan on having to go on without. And when we have to, sometimes we have a problem with it. And we have to reconcile this so we can move forward. So, a question for you. What has your permission to fall away from you? And what are some things you'd rather die than lose? Think of it. Now, here's a clarity point. Our fall seasons are motivated by love. Point blank, period. That's their purpose. And regardless of how it may feel, we have to fight to see it that way because it's the truth. You know, God told me in this season, you'll either fall away or fall toward me. There's no in between. Because if we think about it, God did what it took to be as close to us as possible. He literally put his spirit inside of us. So our fall season is just an opportunity to choose him back and not treat him like some consolation prize or something we settled for because we didn't get what we really wanted. We get to choose our response. So we have to choose it wisely. Now, I know that the connotation of death may seem a bit extreme, but if you think about it, this has always been a life and death game. There are some things that we will either die to or die with. And we have to know that those are the choices when we're struggling to let go of things. We have to look at our hands and see, what are we really holding on to and why? What makes the fall season challenging is that it requires you to die to yourself. And that doesn't always feel good. Death is always extreme because it transforms. Afterwards, it's impossible for things to stay the same. You know, it was in understanding how those I love died that I learned to understand how to die to myself. When my granny was in active death, that still sounds like such an oxymoron, but that's what the hospice nurse called it. Anyway, the hospice nurse told us that sometimes when people are in this stage, they can literally feel their organs shutting down and they fight against it. She recommended for us to go into my granny's room and rub her arm and tell her that it was okay for her to go. And although she seemed like she was no longer conscious, this was supposed to help ease the anxiety of her transition. It seemed so weird at the time, but it's relevant now because I have found that I do the same thing. Sometimes I fight the transition. When it feels new or unnatural, I hold on to what's familiar, even though I know that that place can no longer serve me. I literally avoid death. But the truth is, there is a time appointed for everything to die. And instead of fighting to hold on, we've got to sense the time we're in so we can know what we're meant to die to. Otherwise, we might sabotage ourselves and hold on to the wrong things. So, do you know what's supposed to fall away in this season? Do you know what you're meant to die to? I firmly believe that God rarely leaves us oblivious. So for me, there are generally two indicators that point me in the right direction to help determine what I'm meant to die to in this season. First, it's my emotions. When I think of the things that I hope God doesn't take from me and fear or anxiety comes up, those are usually the things that need to be addressed. Fear always surrounds what we need to fall away from or what we need to die to. My purpose is the other thing. The things that are threatening or distracting from or complicating my purpose or pursuit, those are the things I need to die to or let go of. And not try to find a way to make them work. See, if I am running toward God's best for my life, anything that can't hang with my pursuit, it needs to fall away, or I need to die to it. See, there are seasons in life when God requires us to go all in, where the cost of sacrifice and the level of effort and essence that we have to give to it is more than we've ever given before. And like the leaves, we're required to change and die. That's the cost of moving to the next level. So here's the main question. What in your life is worth dying for? Is it your destiny? The promises of God? Growth? Your relationship with God? What? See, we've got to acknowledge the answer truthfully because in our fall seasons, that's what we'll live out. Think on this. Jesus thought that you were worth dying for. So the question is he? The benefit of the falling season, of our fall season, is transformation. But first, we have to let go. The fall season is meant to be an exchange, but it's torture to those who don't recognize its value. Deep down, we know it's worth it. We have to. And if we're struggling with letting go, we've got to ask ourselves why. The tricky thing about our fall season is it can feel like things are falling apart. Like the ground is literally crumbling beneath us, but it's an altered reality. We've got to remember that. And it tries to make us believe that the promise is in jeopardy. And it sets us up to do what I call feargebra. Now, this math always equals loss, no matter what we do. And here is the most common equation. If I lose X, it means blank will happen. So fill in the blank. What consequence have you attached to letting go? And say it out loud so you can hear and see what you're fighting so hard for. And think, is it even true? See, what's falling away is usually not the thing we want, but the fear of losing it. And when we do feargebra, we see that we tied our destiny to this and our identity to that. Our peace here, our happiness there, our beauty, validation, worth, success, fulfillment. We tie it to all of these things, and God uses our fall season to detach us from it. It detaches us from false identities and the fear behind them. See, the detachment process requires us to die to everything we should have never been alive to in the first place. And it offers us an exchange, fear for freedom, freedom for fear. But we get to choose what we'll hold to. Either we'll let go of the lies we've been living, or we'll let go of the promises of God, but something will fall. It's impossible to hold on to both. So how do you know what you've let go of? These are the two questions I ask myself to help me figure it out. One, has my fear changed? That's one way I can tell. I let my feelings be a compass. If I've let go of the lies, then I begin fearing losing the things I wanted less and fearing missing God more. Your fear should evolve into a fear of God, and letting go of Him should become the greatest concern. Peace should be increasing. If you're not moving toward peace, check your hands. You may have let go of the wrong thing. And two, I ask myself, what direction does it take me? Am I moving closer to God or further away from Him? See, the basis of every fear is loss. Loss of security, loss of love, loss of happiness. The lie of fear is that if we let go, we'll never have it again. And then we layer on top of that the belief that this is the best we'll ever have. But holding on doesn't mean you're guaranteed to keep it. Sometimes holding on is a surefire way to lose now what we need in the future. So let go, exchange, transform. That's the promise of your fall season. You don't have to fear what needs to die when your God is the God of the resurrection. And whatever He allows to die, He can bring back to life how and when He wants to. But we hesitate to let go because we don't know what will happen. At least I do. But God told me this. He said, I can't do exceedingly and abundantly if you're afraid of the unknown. How can I expand your capacity and blow your mind if you're only willing to receive what you understand? You're tying my hands. That stopped me in my tracks. See, the truth is, when we let go, we don't know what God will do with it. But we have to trust it'll be better than what we can do ourselves. The Bible says if we lose our life, we'll save it. But if we try to save it, we'll lose it. We have to move with the confidence that what He promised will happen, even if we don't know how or when. So let me air out a little bit of what I'm going through. Right now, there are two areas God is addressing in my fall season. So I have been charged to let go of people and perspectives and the fear that I've attached to them. Now, this has not been easy. Some of my worst fears have come true, and it's in facing them that I found that there was no truth to the fear. See, there was a time I was afraid of going all in with God because I thought I would lose myself. And that's exactly what happened. See, transformation is all about losing yourself to become something new. The fall season can be terrifying or exciting. The unknown can either cripple or exhilarate you. It's all a matter of perspective. So, perspective. This season is showing me how many of my perspectives are tied to desires and how often my desires are hijacked by fear. My fall season is coming to change my perspective on how my desires are formed. And as I see them differently, transformation happens. The biggest desire right now that God is addressing is my need for self-preservation. Yeah, I love to feel safe and secure. I believe that fear that comes in the falling process, it triggers our self-preservation solution. That's what I call them. And each of us have some. These are self-created fantasies that we construct to make us believe we can fulfill our own desires and appease our fears. You know, looking back in my life, I see some of my self-preservation solutions. And at the time, they made me feel more in control because that's what I wanted, but they were all so destructive. So let me explain. Sometimes my fear would get triggered when I felt like God was making me grow too quickly or taking me too fast. And instead of leaning in more and surrendering myself, I held to my feeling of being overwhelmed. And my self-preservation solution was to avoid God. I would decide I needed time away. I wanted a break. I would have a seat. I would say yes to God's plan for my life, but controlling the pace made me feel more in control. But the joke was on me because where God was trying to give me acceleration in choosing my self-preservation solution, I instead chose delay. So here's another example. Every now and then, I would get tired of being single, so I would go find a relationship instead of waiting on who God sent. Y'all know the moment you start getting tired, somebody halfway decent shows up and makes you think and consider giving them a try. You know they're not it, but you try to work with them just so you will avoid being alone. Oh, that's just me? I'm by myself again? Okay. All right, so back to my story. I would give the relationship a try, but since it wasn't God orchestrated, I never quite felt safe unless I was desired and wanted. That was my self-preservation solution. So instead of letting go of my impatience and insecurities, I would sacrifice my identity at the altar of someone else's approval. And in doing that, I picked up sexual sin. And then I had to repent for that and lose my appetite for it and detach from the person in the relationship that I was never supposed to be with. See, there are no shortcuts to the promise. Our fall season comes to show us the true root of our desires and purify our hearts. It not only shows us what we wanted and didn't need, but what we just wanted our way. And more than that, it shows us what we truly trust, God or our self-preservation solutions. In this season, I am learning to make God my solution. I don't have to let the feeling of being out of control trigger me to do something stupid. Feeling out of control doesn't mean that I'm powerless. Instead of trying to prove I have power, how about I just run to my power source? So the other area God is addressing for me in this season are my relationships. It seems like every time I was going through something, the people I wanted to run to never answered the phone. I cannot tell you how frustrating that was. And honestly, I would get frustrated with them. But then I started to think, God, is this you? Because y'all, it was happening a lot. So I had to stop and consider, Lord, are you trying to tell me something? And he was. He was saying, run to me. Make me your first option. And he continued to close every other door until I did. See, you have to realize when a well has run dry and when you're trying to draw the right thing from the wrong place, God might be telling you to let go. And letting go doesn't mean you no longer love that person. Release doesn't always have to be an emotionally driven process or an announcement on social media. Some things we just need to keep to ourselves. But until you don't have to be incentivized to let go, God will trigger your emotions to motivate you to release. Relationships, because it gets your attention. Pain, sadness, anger, hurt. When we don't yet trust divine detachment, these feelings come to show us it's time to let go. Every relationship that I felt like was changing and I panicked, or I held on too long because I felt it slipping away, every single one of them is better now than it was then. Even when I didn't know what it would become and I was terrified to lose it, when I let go, every single one of them transformed into what I needed and what the other person needed it to be as well. So you can trust that God knows what he's doing with you and with them. I have noticed that two purposes of my fall season come, especially relating to relationships. Because sometimes God is removing and other times he's adjusting. When it's a removal job, he's eliminating my other options. He is taking everything but the right thing. And removing the clutter so I can come to him. And instead of being frustrated with this, we should be grateful that he is clearing a path for us to access him better. If we do it right, we see him clearer, we hear him better, and we find a new appreciation for his presence. When he takes everything else, it's only to give us more of him. But when it's an adjustment, he's not taking anything from me, but he's changing my perspective and adjusting my grip. He shows me how to hold people and desires more loosely, so I'm not holding them in a certain way or confining them to a certain place simply because I'm scared if I relax, I'll lose them. See, when it's a promise of God, it doesn't require a white knuckle grip. The blessing of fall is a new vantage point. It's freedom in detaching, and it's the strengthening of the right attachments. It's greater focus and clarity of understanding. It's a blessing of more. God will have us release good to give us great. So don't fear letting go. And to be clear, holding on partially is not the same as letting go. Fully releasing something is the only way God has the freedom to transform it. So trust God with everything and everyone you love. If he is creating tension or distance, let them go. But hold on to the promise that God will take care of them and you. See, remember, some things fall away for forever, and some things are just for a season. So relax. So I want to share with you all my current mindset. I have realized that my fall season comes more frequently when I decide I need a break. Kind of told y'all about that earlier. So that is the perspective that I'm attacking. I know where that mindset leads, and I don't want it. I value my time with God now above all else, and I want no days off. I am determined to die to every fear, every desire, every relationship or perspective that may try to come between us. If it costs me distance or separation of any kind from God, it's too expensive. Think about it. Separation is the punishment of hell. So why would I choose to have any semblance of hell on earth? That's insanity. My goal is to live with open hands, knowing that everything I need, God will supply. And anything He takes, either I never needed it or I don't need it in the season. I want to allow God to move things in and out of my life and not hold on to anything that's not meant for this season. I want more, and I'm willing to die to get it. I no longer fear my fall season, and in case you still do, here's a pep talk. You've done this before. Whether it was leaving your security blanket, learning you didn't need a nightlight when you were little, living past your first broken heart, you've let go before without knowing for sure how it would turn out. It didn't kill the eternal you, but it did kill what needed to die. Your fall season won't kill you. It will only make you better. It will only transform, and you will only exchange what needs to be exchanged. So let go and see what God will do with it. So this month, my challenge for you is determine what needs to fall away during the fall season. Seek God for the timing and identify what is appointed to die during this time. And when you know, let go, exchange, and transform. And be sure to continue the conversation with me by commenting on the podcast or the Claracy Blog social media pages or at claracyblog.com. I want to let you know. I want to know how it's going. I want to know what your process is like. And I am excited for your future. I can't wait to hear about your journey and what you are dying to, what revelations come up, and what your transformation process is like. So let me know. Talk soon.